The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. The Beacon, of course, is sponsored by Phoenix Christian, and we're thrilled to have the opportunity each and every episode to celebrate ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And today, we are thrilled to have a program for you that I think is going to blow your mind in that category. When you hear the kinds of things that God does that goes beyond that which is really reasonably explainable any other way than by His hand in the lives of those who have the opportunity to be touched by Him. And so we're thrilled that you've tuned in. We're thankful that you're listening. And I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to introduce some special guests in the studio this morning. First of all, and I'm going to say this one time, and you're going to correct me if I get it wrong, but Menache Freeman, who goes as Man-Man, is commonly called Man-Man. I've never heard the Menache part pronounced. I got that from Mr. Blake, so if that's wrong, you got to tell me.
It's Menace, but
as of course it's wrong.
And man, I'm sorry.
I just let it slide.
Which is why Man-Man makes so much more sense. So Menace Freeman, we're going to go with Man-Man for the rest of the show. And man, thank you so much for being here. Yeah. I've had the opportunity to cheer for you for years from the stands and from the campus at Phoenix Christian. And God's done some amazing things that we're going to hear about. Also in studio with us, Joe Ariquez, representing Heart for the City. Thank you for being here, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Joe is a pastor, Joe, to many of the students, and a treasured friend, and a person that I'm thrilled to get to collaborate with along the way, and just so thankful that you're here. We're excited to hear more from you. And in the studio, also, the right-hand guy here who's in the studio with us and leads the charge at Phoenix Christian is Jeff Blake. Jeff, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Steve. Thanks. Good morning. I hear a little bit of difference in your voice this morning.
Yeah, so for those of you that are listening, this is... I suppose some sort of a radio voice that comes as a benefit. The silver lining of a cold, right? You sound a little bit deeper.
You sound even better.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us today and it doesn't sound right, don't adjust your treble or your bass on your listening device. Anyway, let's get into the show. Man, your story is incredible, and it really starts even before you were born, with your mom, and also goes outside the continent and finds its way here. Give us your take on the amazing path, that the journey that God's had you on over the course of your life.
It's been a trials and tribulations. My mom fled from her home country called Liberia, and she went to another country called the Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, and that's where she had us. And she was blessed by God to be given an opportunity to get in a program where they're sending people to America, and she hopped right on that. And we were first brought into Massachusetts, and then we moved to Boston, and where I was raised like most of my life was in Minnesota. And like 5 or 6 years ago, I came to Arizona, so that's where we've been since.
Wow, that's amazing. So your mom fled as a refugee.
Yeah.
During a civil war time in Liberia, and ended up on the Ivory Coast. And then when you move, how old were you when you moved to the States?
2 years old.
Okay, so your earliest recollection is it in Massachusetts? Were you there long enough that you?
No, probably Minnesota.
Probably Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and so what do you remember about that time together? Your mom, you, your sister in Minnesota. What are your early recollections as a kid?
It's interesting because I was seeing her hard work from early on in my life, because she had multiple jobs just to provide for us, being a single mother and all. It gave me a sense of hard work at a young age and made me a little bit more mature than other kids.
Yeah, because you're exposed to some things that other kids never will be exposed to, and exposed to that at a young age. Like you said, you understand a work ethic that others may never, ever get the chance to see from a mom who's taking care of two kids and working multiple jobs to make that happen. That's not a small thing. So then why Phoenix? How'd you guys end up here?
Job opportunities. She found a job in Arizona at Mayo Clinic at first, and she was working there for a little bit. But some stuff happened. She ended up finding a new job. But yeah, job opportunities.
That's cool. So then big change, though, in terms of climate from Minnesota to Arizona. Did you have any idea how that was going to change, or were you just like, wow, this is really different?
Yeah, it was really different. We're used to the snow and stuff. I really like the snow. But coming here was different because, like, the heat, it was bad. It was bad at first, but we got used to it.
Well, and for our listeners' benefit, Man is a phenomenal athlete, a state record holder, I think, and on the track as well as in the football field, and somebody who's just very energetic on and off the playing surface. And so when you get here and it's time for workouts for football and it's dead of summer as you start the season, you got to be thinking, man, Minnesota sounds good right now.
Yeah, it does. I miss it a lot. Hopefully I can go back and visit some friends and some family, but here is good because God brought us here. He has a plan for me, so I'm enjoying it.
And along those lines, I mean, here you are a senior. You've had an incredible career. You've, just stomped through records and teams and obstacles along the way. And like you said, God's got a plan for you. And it's going to be exciting to watch as those plans continue to unfold. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe you'll be have an opportunity to practice and play in the cold weather someplace soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Lord willing, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, and Joe, along the way in Man's story, Heart for the City becomes a factor. Give us a brief introduction to Heart for the City and how Heart for the City, at least an aspect of that ministry, allowed your path to cross with Man.
Well, 13 years ago, I started Heart for the City. I've been in the inner cities for over 35 years. And after that, I coached in the inner cities, worked in it, and then eventually started seeing, kids in the hood, they don't get the same opportunity, usually because of cost.
Right.
So football costs a lot of money to play. Baseball is a dead sport in the inner cities because it costs so much to play.
Yeah.
So anyway, from that, 13 years ago, we started with one team, 15 kids. And now we have 180 inner-city junior high boys that play in our tackle football league. We pay for all their pads and transportation because 7 out of 10 kids in the hood don't have a dad.
Mm.
And one of our schools, they were in the 15% lowest reading bracket in Arizona. We brought our football program in there. At the end of the year, it went to 80%, and the principal pointed it to our program. We now have 68 kids from 3rd Avenue and Buckeye to 91st and McDowell to 83rd and Peoria that attend Phoenix Christian High School in full scholarship.
Wow.
So we write over 700 scholarships for them to attend there, and we travel a little over 200 miles a day getting kids back and forth to school. We have a workforce development called Java Ground, so kids can go there and get job skills, life skills, culinary skills. And any money that's raised there goes back into kids' lives. It doesn't go to an owner. We have a big community garden at 69th Avenue just north of Bethany. Kids in more in the inner city, they don't eat good, healthy produce. Lots of times they get seconds and thirds, and so... This is all organic, and we believe a kid that grows a sprout will eat a sprout.
Right.
We just now provided over 4,000 Christmas presents. We had Santa come in by fire truck or by helicopter to all the different Title I schools, and every kid in the school gets a gift. We send kids to summer and winter camp, and we do big water days, which is like field days. We go into schools, and we provide all these water games, and teachers and kids get to do it together because lots of times Title I schools are overcrowded. By the time April, May comes around, the temperature rises, the tension rises. So we bring this in so kids and teachers do it together. Kids get to see their teachers in a different light, and the teachers get to remember why they became a teacher as they hear the kids laughing. So that's what we do.
Well, so 13 years ago when you start, it starts coming, like you said, as out of a sports activity with kids in the hood and understanding their situation well enough to say, hey, this is an opportunity they're not going to get unless there's a way that God provides it that,
Like this. When lots of times when you don't have a dad, you don't know why you're angry.
Right.
You just are.
Mm.
And so, I've had many folks ask me, why did you pick football? It's so, violent, or it's, concussion. You get more concussions in youth soccer than you do in youth football. Yeah. But on top of that, when when you're angry, you get to hit somebody legally and get that frustration, that anger out. And then from that, you have a healthy coach process life with you.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, how long after you started that do you realize that, hey, this is really important, this is the right vehicle, but it's not the sole vehicle? Like you said, there's so many aspects to working with the young adults that you have the opportunity to invest in.
It could have been sewing for all I cared.
Right.
But football was just an avenue. And it's, to me, you have a carpenter goes and builds something, he has tools in a toolbox. So he can't use a hammer on everything.
Right.
So he's got multiple tools, and that's what we use is multiple tools, and that's why we're so diverse in what we do. At the same time, sports, other than any other thing else, will bring kids together, brings a school together. It rises and helps rise that the excitement and the level of what's going on there.
Yeah.
And so what we've been able to do is come into these Title I schools, and even the junior high kids, you start having their schools coming out supporting them on a Saturday because they like what's happening.
Well, no question. And I can't help the parallel between the community that happens among a team, how a team gels and becomes a family, and how that's a second or another alternate, opportunity for somebody to belong and to be a part of a family and have people that are looking out for them.
Well, coaches still make the largest impact in kids' lives.
Yeah.
And so when a kid sees a coach, there's a respect there. And even though, society is changing, but there's still all these similarities. There's still the same things. And kids still want the same things. People still want the same things. How we get there may look a little different, but they still want the same thing.
Well, it's remarkable, and I know that as the show continues to unfold, we're going to hear more about Heart for the City, more about the ways in which God continues to use the ministry of Heart for the City, a few layers of that, and even opportunities for other people to get involved that are, virtually at no expense or effort on their part, but will allow stories like the one we're covering today with Man-Man to continue to unfold wide and far, and the impact, after 13 years, you've got a lot of folks that have come through the program that are now having an impact, all over the world. And that's the kind of thing I think that we can celebrate when we realize that we can see what God's doing here, but we have no idea the expanse of what he's going to do based on what he's doing here and now. And I don't doubt for a second that had it been sewing, man, you'd have been the best, sewing dude out there. You'd
fastest
been,
one. Anyway.
Fastest, yeah. Have you done any sewing at all?
Not really.
Well, listen, you're listening to The Beacon, sponsored by Phoenix Christian. If you're just tuning in, we are honored to have in studio today, Man-Man Freeman, Joe Ariquez, and of course, Jeff Blake from Phoenix Christian that's joining us. And, we just have so much more to uncover as it relates to what God has been doing in, through, and around the life of Man-Man, as well as, his teammates and friends and family members through Heart for the City, through Phoenix Christian. And you're gonna really enjoy hearing more. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit about that first interaction with Man-Man and the football program Heart for the City. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for tuning into The Beacon here. 960 The Patriot.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. I'm your host, Steve Woods, in studio with me today. Again, we have Jeff Blake and special guests, Joe Ariquez and Man-Man Freeman. And we are just delighted to get to unpack the story a little bit. We were talking, Joe, in this last segment about 70% of, young men in the hood don't have a dad, kids in the hood, and how football provides an opportunity for some of the anger, like you said, they don't know why they're angry. They just know that they are. And it's an opportunity to have permission to go out and hit somebody. And so that's been beneficial. It's a key part of the story, that God is writing and has written in Man-Man in your life. I want to come back to that point in Man-Man's story where, hey, you get to Phoenix and somebody says, hey, how about football? You want to play? Pick us up, Man-Man. What was that like?
Okay, I don't know if a lot of people know that, but I didn't really like football at first. I'm a soccer player originally. I was kind of iffy about football because I used to watch videos on YouTube about of people getting like concussions, getting blacking out on the field. Now my mom used to be so scared for me to go play that sport, but eventually I just like said whatever. And one of my friends that were in the league introduced me to my coach. That later on had a big impact on my life. as a father figure. His name was Paul Garcia, okay. Coach Garcia. He really showed me how to become a man early in elementary, and he really showed me the game and all that stuff. And I was early, I mean, later on, I was given the opportunity to come to Phoenix Christian, and another role model in my life was Coach Cole, Brian Cole. He really showed me how to become a man, and at this age, at this stage in my life, and gave me the tools to not only be a good football player, but to be a good man in life.
Yeah, so key. If you had, you know, you have this opportunity, this platform, and you know, hopefully, Coach Garcia will hear, you know, the story and the episode, and Coach Cole. What would you say to those guys publicly that you want everybody to hear?
Thank you so much, because I probably became another statistic if I didn't have those great role models, great men in my life.
Yeah, that's awesome and so cool. Again, that's a part of the story that God's writing in your sure. life. And Joe, it's exactly what you said. You know, man is benefiting from today and going forward the investment that's been made, you know, in him, which, you know, having had the opportunity to come alongside young athletes and coach a little bit myself too, the reality of it is, if those guys were sitting here, man, they would tell you how much more blessed and thankful they are for your relationship than maybe you even are for theirs. What do you think, Joe?
Most definitely. I mean, one, so Paul Garcia, I coached him in high school.
Love it.
And so what you're witness in our league is, if anybody ever came out, is the kids that have played in the league are now running our league.
Mm-hmm.
So the Arizona Cardinals had actually put us through a refereeing program, and so they're taught how to ref correctly. They run the chains on the side. The guys that are in college are now coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always very grassroots. It's not meant to be this all-pro league. It's meant to be an instructional league. But it's a tool, because, you know, I can help someone become a better athlete. I can help somebody become a better person. That's all irrelevant, because unless the gospel, because the gospel is the bottom line. I just use different tools to present the gospel.
Right.
And so the transformation happens because of the Holy Spirit. And in that, the message is given. And so after every game, both teams are brought together in the middle of the field, and they're shared a message of Christ. And from that, coaches share along, not just with words, but mainly in actions, because kids would rather see a sermon before they ever hear one.
Oh, for sure.
So I was, you know, I had a lot of different things when I started bringing kids to the Christian school, and one of them I was accused of recruiting and all these other things. That's why I kept telling people, I didn't care if it was sewing. It just happened to be football. But I wanted kids to come so they could get 3 Bible classes a week and 1 chapel a week. They're being immersed into the gospel. They're being immersed into the kingdom. People that are there that are praying for them, and they're starting to see, wait a second, different things are happening, and this isn't because of just the person, but there's something here. Well, that something is always the Lord.
You know, that's... It doesn't matter the tool, the vehicle. What matters is that the God of the universe is pursuing the hearts of every man and every woman.
Totally.
Passionately.
Yeah.
And will use anything, anywhere, anytime.
Well, can you imagine this? Think about this. How many of our United States presidents played sports?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a guy who has played sports, gone through college. He becomes the president of the United States, and he's a strong Christian man. I mean, sports always has something to do with that, because they understand team, and they understand getting people together and working together with synergy and energy. But then when the gospel is the platform of their life, that's transformational.
Yeah, there's more than a few athletes that have been given a platform that are not ashamed of the gospel.
That's right.
And that's fun and encouraging and impactful.
Well, the Clemson coach... you know, national championship. Yeah. Clemson coach is a strong Christian man, and he's always sharing his faith.
Yeah, without apology.
That's right.
It's encouraging, and you know what? It's also challenging, because we look at whatever field that you're listening, or if you're listening today, whatever field you're in, it doesn't matter if it's sports, sewing, education, you're a knucklehead, print sales guy like me. The truth of the matter is, if you're in Christ, you're called to full-time ministry.
That's it.
Regardless of how God provides for our families, that's something we end up coming back to a lot on the show. And, you know, often I'll introduce myself, certainly not as a radio host, because this is not my day job, but I will introduce myself as a full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, cleverly disguised, you know, as a print guy, mm-hmm. you know, or an assistant coach or whatever, maybe even a radio host at times. But that's the key to it. Man, how important to you is your relationship with Jesus Christ?
It's very important. He's my rock. I wouldn't be where I am without him, athletically, emotionally, and in every aspect of my life. I think that it's important to, like, realize that you wouldn't be where you are without him, and I try to do that in everything.
Yeah, and everything else pales by comparison. Everything else falls away. What we do is not nearly as important as who we are, and who we are is defined as either with or without Christ. Yep. And it gets to be that simple. Well, this is so encouraging, and I hope those that are listening understand that, you know, this is a story that we're celebrating today in Man-Man's life, but every listener, every guest, every person that comes in contact with the Beacon, that's our aim, is to unpack these things in our lives that only God can do, so that only He can get the glory. And when we come back in this next segment, we're going to have an opportunity to kind of unpack what's happened through the tool of football, the ministry of Heart for the City, the League of Champions, which operates as an LLC under the umbrella of Heart for the City, the blending of education and specifically private Christian education in the lives of some young people who wouldn't be able to sniff it apart from God's provision through Phoenix Christian and Heart for the City and the way God's orchestrated that. So we're going to talk about what's happening, what's happened. You're not going to want to miss it. Come back for the next segment of The Beacon. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening to us today.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. Today we are hearing a really cool story that starts with a mom who is fleeing a civil war. It was a refugee who ends up in a place and has two kids and then is relocated to Massachusetts and then Minnesota and now Arizona. And out of her journey and God's faithfulness to her stewardship of opportunities and her hard work, comes a young man that's in studio with us, Man-Man. We're so grateful to have you here. Thanks for being here again today, Man-Man.
Thank you.
And then also in studio, Joe Ariquez and Jeff Blake with Heart for the City and Phoenix Christian, respectively. And guys, you know, the listeners have heard a little bit about Man-Man's story. And Joe, you alluded earlier to the fact that, hey, it's not just about athletics. It's not just about the team. It's really more about a relationship with Jesus Christ and giving these students that we have a relationship with the gospel at the 50-yard line after a game, and then moving beyond that initial introduction to Christ to discipleship. How has God made that step possible? What does it look like today when a student comes into Heart for the City, you build a relationship, they enter the high school, you know, realm, and now, like you said, they've got multiple Bible classes a week, multiple chapels, and multiple gospel examples through teachers and coaches. Let's talk a little bit about today, what's happening there.
Well, I would say this, a couple of things. One is, no matter how angry you are or how sheltered you may be from love, when it's right in front of you, you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the biggest things that they're bathed in, you know, is love.
Yeah.
And it's not a man's love, but it's a love that only comes from God. And, you know, it is exemplified in so many different ways. And, you know, I would say one of the greatest ways it's exemplified is through Denise Ebert, who, you know, those guys get to go see her. I am always humbled when I watch her. A woman who has a full-time job, two kids of her own. She's at school every single day and tirelessly gives of her life so that kids can see the love of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, when when we complain about society and we complain about kids, most of the time I can turn around and look that it's the 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm.
20% of the people are doing 80% of the work. And we can always point the finger about how this needs to change it, but nobody's doing anything about it.
Right.
In the Gospels, people want miracles. And Jesus said, "You wicked generation, unless you see a miracle, you'll never believe."
Mm-hmm.
You know what the miracle was? That Jesus walked life with people.
Mm-hmm.
That means it takes time. And so we have to be willing to put the time in as Christians and walk life with kids, our neighbors, our own kids, but we have to be willing to walk life. And as we walk life, we process together and we share together and we eat together. And all of a sudden, when you give your life away, and that's what we teach, you give your life away. When you give your life away, community becomes better. When community becomes better, so does your own way of life. And that all starts in the foundation of the gospel.
Right.
So when kids are there and they're coming to Phoenix Christian, they're not allowed to not be involved. They have to be involved with something.
Right.
They have to play sports or they have to do something. And then they have to be involved with our football program, and then they have to be involved with our garden program. They have to be involved somehow. And so Jesus said something that always stuck to me, and he said, "Work till I come."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do, is we get the kids to work, working by giving themselves away.
Man, how have you had a chance to do what Joe said? What are the ways in which you've had a chance to give yourself away?
Well, my branch was football. Mm-hmm. And running track. Football has really paved the way in my life. Like he said, it's a team sport. I made a bond with my brothers, my teammates, and they football's gave me tools that I can take on in the real world when I'm older and I have a job and I have kids. The hard work and the work ethic it takes to be successful, football's really gave me.
Well, and as a fan of yours and of the program and whatnot, I've had the chance to watch you progress from being one of the younger athletes on the field,
yeah,
to being a senior in this final season and having the investment that was made in you from those that went before you and the investment that you've made in the younger athletes as they look up to you. And that's it. You know, that's the opportunity to take what you've been given and to spread it and to lay down your life for the sake of somebody else. And that's what it's all about. Well, again, I'm thrilled to have our guests in studio today. We're coming up on our fourth and final segment. In this next segment, we're going to learn a little bit more about a variety of ways in which God's still building the ministry of Heart for the City together with Phoenix Christian and a League of Champions. So don't miss it. Thanks for tuning in. You're going to want to catch this last and final segment. Come on back.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon today. If you just happen to be tuning in, we have a stellar athlete and young man Freeman, who is with us as our guest. He's a senior at Phoenix Christian. We also have Joe Ariquez from Heart for the City and Jeff Blake from Phoenix Christian as well. And it's just been really cool, man, to hear your story, to hear your mom's story of faithfulness, the God story of bringing you together, you know, transitioning you from being, a soccer player to being a football player, and how God used that football in your life and has been using it. And that's been really cool. And I guess one of the things that I want to do right off the top in this segment so that we don't miss it is you're a premium candidate for just the right place at just the right time. You're an opportunity waiting to happen for a school to experience the kind of success that Phoenix Christian has with you, on the field, and not just on the field, but in light of who you are and who God's creating you to be. So I want to give you a minute to do sort of a personal, hey, here's what God's put on my heart as to characteristics of a program or a school, what I'm passionate about, where I want to go, so that maybe, you know, God will use that in some way to continue to unfold his plans for you. So talk a little bit about, hey, my perfect scenario in my mind would be where and what and who.
Really, I don't have anything really specific in a program. I just want to be somewhere where I'm wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like God's blessed me with the ability to play a lot of positions. So if there's a program that's out there that is looking for a specific need, I'm pretty sure I can feel that. And I it would be awesome to just have a program where I'm wanted.
Yeah. And on the education side, do you know what you're going to pursue in college? Have you thought a little bit about degree or path?
Yeah, I have. Right now, I want to go somewhere in the field of business communications.
Okay.
That might change later, but right now, that's what I'm thinking of.
Awesome. That's great. Well, you know, I put you on the spot, and it's always a little awkward to talk about yourself and your strengths, but Joe, it's not awkward for you to talk about Man. Why don't you give him a little endorsement?
Well, it doesn't hurt that he's got about a 4.4 speed, so he's on the quick side. So,
yeah.
You know, hard worker and knows what he wants to do. So I really believe he'd help any program.
I'm going to tell a story on Man that he probably doesn't even realize I know. I attended a chapel at Phoenix Christian, I think it was even last year. And I'm going to let you say his last name so I don't blow up, but Prince.
Nicomara.
Nick Mara is in the chapel at Phoenix Christian, and he's talking about an event which we hope to feature in an upcoming episode of The Beacon, and an organization that he's behind. And so chapel ends, and he does a great job, and it's a cool chapel, and everything's great. And the next thing I know is everybody's going back to class. I see Man lined up on the baseline in the gym, and we got a little foot race going between the NFL player and the student athlete. How'd that go?
It was cool. I called him out because, I don't know, I just had something tell me to just call him out, and we had a little race, and I won, so.
I thought you were going to run through the wall at the end of the gym.
Yeah.
I'll give you a story. I used to pick him up. I used to pick Prince up to take him to Young Life.
How cool is that? He was a student at Apollo, right?
Apollo High School, and I was the air director in Glendale. So
love
I used
it.
To pick him all the time and take him there.
All right, Prince, we're calling you out, man. You're going to come here and eat one of these mics for us and talk a little bit about what God's doing. Anyway, thank you, Man, for doing that. And, you know, as we think about, you know, Jeff, we've been talking a lot with these guys, and, you know, we've all been blessed in your role as a leader, administrator at Phoenix Christian. Talk for a minute about having Man, about knowing Man's story and having the opportunity to partner with him and his family, and certainly with Heart for the City as it relates to his story.
You know, I'm glad for the opportunity. You know, Man, I've kept an eye on your grades.
Yeah.
You're a good student. We're proud of you. That's never in question. There's a strength there. There's a responsibility there that not all athletes have.
Yeah.
But you've demonstrated that. You know, in addition to that, and Joe referenced Denise, and a private conversation that Denise and I will have regularly is a private confirmation of your character and who you are when nobody's looking and what you're about. There's a strength and then a trust that the adults that are surround you and invest in you. And I've heard the same thing when I've met with your coach, when I've met with your principal.
Yeah.
You're identified as a person of character. And one of the things that I love to affirm when I write letters of recommendation for students is that our school's better because you're here, and our school and our classrooms are better.
Yeah.
And there's an intensity and a focus about you. I'm more on point when I'm around you. There's the look in your eye. And you challenge the rest of us that serve to be better. And we enjoy watching your success on the football field and in the classroom.
Thank you.
Walking with others in life, Joe. You know, that's the gospel. It's not a miracle in a moment. It's a lifetime of love. Investment, relationship, whether it's sewing, gardening, football, volleyball, Java grounds, whatever it is. Talk for a moment, if you would, for the listeners, about ways in which God has provided opportunities for us to come alongside what he's already doing and join by invitation? How can people support the ministry of Heart for the City?
Well, you know, one, I'll say this. You know, my great-grandfather was an immigrant and was a tailor. So when I was young, I learned how to sew.
That's awesome.
And I could sew on a sewing machine, and I could sew just knitting.
So it literally could have been sewing.
It could have been, because I knew how to do it. So I never think there's anything too high or too low that anybody can do.
Right.
And in my heart and mind, that's the mindset of Christ. You know, the guy that is willing to clean the room up compared to the guy who will tell people how to do it.
Right.
The Son of Man came to serve, not to be served.
That's right.
So we walk life kit with kids to serve them, to share who this unbelievable God is, who spoke nothing into something. Mm. And that's exactly what he does in their lives. He takes them and says, you are something, you matter, yeah. And you have value, and not just value to yourself, but value to this community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about kids, one little girl their family, she was immigrants, that type of thing, and so there's facades that are put on kids all the time, that certain folks think certain ways and all of these things, and though some of that is true, she spoke at our Valentine affair one time, this is probably about 5-6 years ago, and she said, I didn't know white people could be this nice to me.
Mm.
And so that little girl had so many walls to climb over. Yeah, now she's a animation student at Huntington College, which is a Christian college here in the Valley. You know, walking life, proving who you are, breaks down all the walls. And people, again, like I said earlier, kids would rather see the sermon before they hear it.
Yeah.
Because then when the words are finally said, it becomes that much more powerful.
That's right. I've heard it said, what you do speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you mentioned the Valentine affair. This show happens to be, in January. Valentine's coming up. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Well, so 13 years ago, I started in a guy's backyard with 60 people sharing the vision of what we were doing. I never tell people what we're going to do. I'm telling you what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though we didn't have the resources then, we started a football program. We started different things. And now we've grown it to about 700 or 800 people. It'll be at the Point Tapatio February 8th. There's tables of 10. You could go on to heartforthecityaz.org, click on the Valentine button. There's different ways that you can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know more about it, you can email me at jeriquez. That's JERIQUEZ at heartforthecityaz.org. Ask me any question, I'll help you with it. But it is our keynote event. It's our big gala every year. And people ask, well, who's your keynote speaker? It's my kids.
Yep, you bet.
So I have kids come and they share the transformation that's happened in their lives. You see a video of the year of what's going on. There's a big sit-down dinner. It's a great event.
I've been there. It's a great event. And then right behind that, you have some other events. Just bullet point some of the other things that are coming up.
So within a couple of months after that, we'll do our golf tournament. And then and then right after that starts, passing league and kids going to camp and all these other things. So,
well, one of the things that I don't want to miss, first of all, I've been to the Valentine Affair event, and it's a great evening out. It's a great opportunity to celebrate what God is doing.
That's exactly
right. And to have the opportunity to join him in what he's going to continue to do in that realm. So I give a huge shout out for that event. I've been to the golf tournament, which is awesome. Everything that's done through the organization is done with excellence, and I can endorse that for anybody who's listening. But I also want to underscore something that we have in previous shows talked about, and specifically talked about as it relates to this ministry in Phoenix Christian, and that is the opportunity that's unique in Arizona to use, or in essence sort of direct, tax dollars that are going to go to the state for those of us that are paying state taxes. And there are ways in which you can just simply make a donation to an organization that operates under, for example, the umbrella of Heart for the City, which is a League of Champions we've talked about, Man Man participated in. And you can make a donation to that. That comes back to you as a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. In addition, you can make donations that help to fund the full scholarships that Joe referred to for students to attend private Christian education at Phoenix Christian. You can make, if you're an owner of a corporation, you can make a donation out of your corporation, which a much higher threshold, and that creates scholarships for students as well. There's many ways to do that, and we will put as a link to this podcast a number of ways that you can research that further, but don't miss it. It's unique to Arizona, and it's an opportunity not only to make charitable contributions, which are tax deductible, but to make donations that are dollar for dollar tax credit funded and really net don't cost the donor a cent. It's a great opportunity. It's unique to Arizona, and we don't want you to miss out on the chance to do that and support this ministry. Jeff, we're just under. We got about 2.5 minutes left, and before we turn it to you, I want to thank our guest, Man. So awesome that you're here. I want to go back to the beginning. Manatse, is that better?
Yeah, Manatse.
All right, I got it better. And Joe, thanks, man. I treasure your friendship. I treasure the chance to be with you. Thank you for investing some time this morning and in the lives of the young people that we both love and care so much about. Big shout out to Miss Ebert, because I know Man and every other student and every other person that crosses her path is blessed by the way God works in and through and around her. And then, Jeff, take the last couple minutes of our program. Let's get an update on PC in general and get your feedback on the show today.
Well, you bet. Denise, we love you, and you're a valued member of the team. I was reflecting just to affirm the totality of the show. I think that name was given to you, given to your mom as a recommendation for you, and it means...
Strength of two men.
The strength of two men. And as I've sat here and reflected and blessed to serve alongside Joe, I'm reflecting on C.S. Lewis, who says, look, our world needs men with chests. And it doesn't necessarily a reflection of muscle, which you have, but we're about something even bigger than that. And that's the strength of character. And you're the embodiment of what we're about. An honor to partner with Heart for the City and Pastor Joe and in that journey. And so, and Phoenix Christian's an honored table sponsor too at the Valentine's Affair. I want to give a shout out for that. Hope to see you there on the 8th of February. But one of the things our students are working hard for right now is our production of our play. It's a comedy, You Can't Take It With You. And that's going to be on the 16th and 17th of January. The students have been working hard and they're ready to honor the Lord and bring some laughter and a tear to your eye as they share their hearts. But we're honored to engage in football, sewing, perhaps, drama, athletics, all of it, to bring honor and glory to the Lord and do life with young people. And so honored and blessed to be a part of the morning with you, Steve and Joe and Manatse.
Well, on behalf of Jeff, on behalf of our sponsor, Phoenix Christian, with gratitude for Jeremy in the studio and 960 The Patriot for allowing us to record the show here, and of course with gratitude towards our guests, Joe and Man, we appreciate you guys for being. We appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. And we're excited for shows that are coming up. One of them is going to include Prince, who we talked about, getting a chance to talk about his ministry soon. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to The Beacon. We're excited to celebrate when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. We'll catch you in a future episode. Have a great day.